Communication Network, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion, to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. And, well, today we're going to have an interview with Dr. Duarte, and we've had him on before. But today we're going to be talking about a cocoa pure chocolate tea. Dr. Duarte, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me on, Dr. Stan. I appreciate it.
Well, now, you spend much of your time talking about the immune support that comes from antioxidants in health teas, but today you're talking about the antioxidant in a chocolate tea?
Yes. You know, when I started reading about the benefits of chocolate, which, you know, we've been kind of conditioned to believe that chocolate's really not good for us, it turns out that it has more antioxidants than any food in the American diet. And so it really turns out to be an extremely healthy food if you don't have all that sugar and fat that accompany it.
So how do you avoid the sugar and fat?
Well, that's one of the things that we first did when we looked at chocolate. You know, if you go to your supermarket and you pick up a chocolate bar, I did the other day, it was 230 calories. 120 of them came from fat, and 90 of them came from sugar. Well, that's exactly what you don't want to put in your body, because that winds up on your stomach and your thighs and everywhere it shouldn't be. But, you know, there's a lot of people that just love that delicious taste of chocolate. So what we did is we started experimenting with chocolate with a sugar called xylitol. This is a natural sugar. It occurs in your body. In fact, your body makes a little bit of it every day. And it tastes as sweet as sugar, but it only has about 60% of the regular calories that sugar does. More importantly, it does not raise your blood sugar or your insulin levels like regular sugar. It's only got a glycemic index of 6. So it becomes a very healthy sugar. There's many health benefits to xylitol. So we actually made the chocolate taste like regular chocolate. It's delicious. And we took the fat out. You don't need the fat to have that wonderful taste. And now you have a product that only is about 10 calories per cup, almost nothing, but it tastes as delicious as any other chocolate you've ever had. As a matter of fact, this product that we've developed is not just chocolate, although there are many, many health benefits to chocolate, but we've also added resveratrol from the red grape, and we've also added the green tea concentrate that's been decaffeinated. So you have the benefits of those antioxidants as well. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but there's some ingredients in chocolate that actually stimulate a part of your brain that has to do with joy and happiness. You actually have certain parts of your brain stimulate certain neurotransmitters so that it improves your mood. And you feel good. So not only are there other health benefits associated with chocolate, but also there's some mental health benefits as well.
Well, of course, you get sort of a lift like you do when you're drinking tea. In other words, is there any sort of a caffeine component to it, or do you need that as long as it's chocolate? Does the chocolate come from the same sort of a bean that is there a dip? What's the relationship between the bean that makes the chocolate and the one that makes the caffeine?
Well, there is a difference. Chocolate itself has relatively low amounts of caffeine.
Okay.
In fact, if you take the cocoa, which is the primary ingredient in chocolate, it has a very small amount of caffeine. Our cocoa pure only has 10 milligrams. Now, a regular cup of coffee has a little over 100 milligrams per cup, so you could drink 6 of these cups of cocoa pure, and you're not going to have a problem sleeping or have any kind of jitters. But
okay,
cocoa.
Hold that thought right there. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at Genesis.
Blackwork purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I'm Dr. Arthur Perry, and I'm a plastic surgeon, and I see a lot of people who come to my office for facelifts and collagen injections. But I want to tell you today about a product that I developed. It's called Night Skin, and it helps your skin look younger without needles, without acid peels, and without a facelift. In 12 hours, it will make your skin seem smoother. In 12 hours, it will stimulate collagen production. And in 12 hours, it will promote elastin growth in your skin. What does this all mean? Well, this is the stuff that makes your skin firm and healthy and helps you look younger. Night Skin is real, and the results are real. And it contains only proven ingredients that work to lighten age spots, smooth the skin, and help diminish the appearance of wrinkles. It's easy, and in 12 hours, you'll see it works. Try it risk-free today.
To order Night Skin risk-free, call 1-800-894-3462. Learn how to get a free bottle by responding to this ad. Call 1-800-894-3462. That's 1-800-894-3462.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I guess this afternoon is Dr. Duarte, and the Sydney works with the people who are producing the this cocoa pure tea. And what does this do as far as blood pressure? Are there any studies that show it seems to help blood pressure?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, there was a 470 patient study that occurred and was published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, which is a peer-reviewed journal of medicine. And over a 15-year period, those that drank the most cocoa and ate the most chocolate had the lowest blood pressure. But the important part of that study was that 40% reduction in death from all causes in the highest cocoa-consuming group and 50% reduction in death from cardiovascular disease. This was absolutely profound when they published this data, because it showed that the cocoa has ingredients, we call them polyphenols, that actually help dilate the blood vessels. They stimulate the release of nitric oxide in the blood vessel, and the blood vessel dilates. You get better circulation. And this was discovered by a Harvard-led team of researchers that were studying a group of Indians off the coast of Panama on the San Blas Islands. And they found that these Indians had almost no strokes, no incidents of heart attack, almost completely void of heart problems. And they looked at them and found out that they traced it back to the 4 to 5 cups of cocoa they were drinking every day. And then they isolated these compounds, these wonderful antioxidants that are in the cocoa. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many benefits to getting these polyphenols into your body that I really don't know where to begin. But I would like to mention that they've showed in other research that these polyphenols actually disturb the communication between cancer cells. So there is less chance of metastasis from cancer cells. They've also shown that these polyphenols have a wonderful benefit on the lining of the blood vessel. So there was actually a study comparing it to aspirin. And in that study, they showed that it was as effective as aspirin in terms of preventing deep vein thrombosis, which is that problem that some people get when they fly in an airplane. And it can be very dangerous for some people that have a tendency for clotting. So here you have medical research showing many, many benefits of these wonderful polyphenols. And it turns out that chocolate has more of these polyphenols than any other food that we know of. And so it's a very exciting thing. But, you know, I was mentioning, you were mentioning the correlation between chocolate and caffeine. And as I was saying, there's a small amount of caffeine in chocolate. There's only about 10 milligrams per cup, so it's not going to keep you up at night. But what scientists discovered was that another ingredient in chocolate called theobromin, which mixed with an extremely small amount of caffeine, is what keeps you bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. That's one of chocolate's great benefits, is that it does waken you up. It increases brain activity. As a matter of fact, they showed at Jesuit Wheeling University that it could actually improve cognitive function, your awareness, your alertness. So without the use of caffeine and heavy doses of caffeine, you can get these benefits, these mental benefits, and it also has been shown to improve parts of our memory. So here you have something that's delicious. And I might mention, for all of those people that are really looking to get off of soda pops, they want to get away from the sugary drinks. They want to stay away from those sport drinks that are loaded with calories. Here you have, in my estimation, the perfect product, because it's a powder, and you can mix it with water. I don't care if it's hot or cold water. You can put it in coffee, and it gives you that delicious mocha flavor. You can put it in a sports drink. You put it in tea. You can put it in anything, and it gives you an overall chocolate taste, but it is absolutely delicious. And I would highly recommend, if anybody is interested, if it's okay, I'd like to give an 800 number out.
You go right ahead.
Yeah, where they can get this. And by the way, the manufacturer is offering 3 for the price of 2. So if you buy 2, you get 1 extra one free. And all you have to do is call an 800 number. It's actually 888 number. Same thing. It's toll free. And that's 1-888-715-715. No, I'm sorry. It is an 800 number, Dr. Stan Monteith. I gave you the wrong one. It's 1-800-894-3596, 1-800-894-3596. And just ask for the special, and they'll be glad to give it to you. But here's a product that I think would be perfect for youngsters as well as teenagers, to say nothing of mom and pop and grandma and grandpa. But if you want to help get your family off of the soda pops and the sugary drinks, this is the perfect product to do so.
Well, now, I think it's very interesting. You have both resveratrol and a green tea extract in this?
Yes, yes. We've really boosted the antioxidant potential. And let me just kind of explain what that means. Researchers have been for years trying to get the American public to eat more vegetables and fruits. The primary reason is that vegetables and fruits have a variety of different antioxidants that can help us prevent disease, particularly heart disease, cancer, and the degenerative diseases. We know for a fact that the average American is only getting about 5,700 ORAC units. An ORAC unit is a unit of antioxidant power. It's how we measure how many antioxidants are in a food. An apple, for instance, has 124 ORAC units. An orange has about 213. But what we've done with the cocoa purees, we've concentrated the cocoa not only to make it delicious, but also to give you more of those antioxidants. So one cup of cocoa pure chocolate tea is going to give you 5,250 ORAC units. 5,250 ORAC units. That is huge. And if you're drinking two cups of this cocoa pure a day, you're going to be getting the equivalent of 7 to 9 servings of vegetables and fruits in terms of the antioxidant power. So you have here something that not only tastes good, but will give you the level of antioxidants that our government has told us for years we should be getting in order to prevent degenerative disease. Now, we have added the resveratrol, and the story about resveratrol is exciting all by itself, because this is the ingredient that scientists are attributing the so-called French paradox to. And this is because, you know, the French eat so much fat and so much sugar, 4 times more butter, 60% more cheese, 3 times more pork than Americans do, yet they have a very low incidence of heart disease compared to Americans. And they've traced it back to the red wine consumption that they have. They drink wine at every meal. And particularly the ingredient called resveratrol in that red wine. And recently scientists have discovered that this resveratrol has the ability to modulate the so-called CERT genes. These are our longevity genes, CERT1 and CERT2, particularly CERT2. Because by doing so, they secrete an enzyme called sirtuin that actually helps stave off the problems associated with a high-fat, high-sugar diet. And what they did is they fed resveratrol to a group of obese mice, and those mice that had the resveratrol lived considerably longer, did not develop the diseases that were associated with obesity, as compared to those mice that were not given the resveratrol. So you have here probably, and I think in the next few years of research, we're going to find out that it really does make a huge difference in terms of our longevity, what this resveratrol can do. Now, we also have the green tea concentrate in Coco Pure, and there's an enormous amount, thousands of research papers on green tea. And you've heard about green tea in the media over the last few years, but what a lot of people don't realize is that green tea has a very beautiful profile of antioxidants that can protect us from a number of different diseases. One of the things that some of these antioxidants do is they bind with carcinogens in our diet, things that can actually cause cancer. And in doing so, they help remove them from the body. It has also been demonstrated that these same polyphenols, a different group of them found in the green tea, have the ability to disrupt communication between cancer cells and actually stimulate a particular gene in our bodies that tends to reduce metastasis of cancer cells. So if you look at the epidemiological studies with the Asians who drink a lot of green tea, you see that they have less colon cancer, breast, prostate, and lung cancer compared to the West. And they attribute that primarily to the green tea, as well as to some of the other things that they eat in their diet every day. But here you have a wonderful combination of all of these ingredients working together to give you great health. Because the majority of people in our country are not cocoa drinkers, they're coffee drinkers. The majority of Western people, people from the United States and the Western cultures, do not drink a lot of green tea. So we have added these benefits, and in one cup of Coco Pure, you're getting the equivalent of 4 cups of green tea. That's quite a bit. So it's very concentrated, but it doesn't taste like tea. The Coco Pure tastes like chocolate. And they actually give you a money-back guarantee. If you don't like the taste for any reason, you send it back, and there's no risk to you.
All right. Would you like to get your telephone number out just one more time here?
Right, and if you're interested in the Coco Pure, remember that the company is giving you an introductory offer, 3 for the price of 2. Just call 1-800-894-3596. That's 1-800-894-3596. It's called Coco Pure Chocolate Tea.
And is it available to regular health food stores or just through your company?
Any stores, only through your show and several other interviews that I do on a regular basis. But it is available, and you can get it, and you can start switching over to Coco Pure as one of your primary beverages. I highly recommend that you try this because this is something the entire family is going to like.
We'll be back in just a moment.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets. A little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
What they've done is add to the not only this, not only resveratrol and green tea, but so you get the advantage of the cocoa resveratrol green tea, and certainly Does it have an effect on people's mood? Does it get them to the point where, you know, if they're a little down, that it raises them up without that caffeine high?
Exactly. One of the great benefits is that it contains an ingredient called phenethylamine that improves serotonin levels, so it makes you feel good. And when it makes you feel good, your mood increases. It also has been shown in pregnant women in a study from Finland, 300 pregnant women that ate chocolate on a regular basis produced babies that were happier and less fearful in new situations as compared to mothers who did not eat chocolate during pregnancy. So it does have an effect on the neurotransmitters. It is perfectly safe in terms of pregnant women eating chocolate and cocoa. As a matter of fact, it actually has shown to reduce the incidence of stillborns. It also has been shown to be very helpful for your skin. Just briefly, there was a study out of Germany that showed that cocoa actually increases the thickness of the skin in terms of the health benefits, and it increases the moisture in the skin. This makes the skin look much more youthful and healthy, but it also increased the circulation to the skin and made it less sensitive to ultraviolet light damage. Those of you who are sun worshippers and get out in the sun in the summer, this is something that can be very, very helpful to you.
Well, now, does it make any difference whether you drink this hot or cold? I mean, can you drink it chilled out of the icebox?
That's the way I like it. I like that cold chocolate. I put it in water. I take it to the gym. I walk my dog and carry some with me. You can use it hot or cold. You can put it in coffee. You can put it in milk. And, of course, you don't have to tell your kids that it's that healthy for them because they're absolutely going to love it, and they'll come back for more and more. It is very, very delicious. And remember, it's very safe for diabetics. This is a product that actually research has shown that the ingredients in chocolate help to sensitize what they call insulin receptor sites, which is very beneficial for a diabetic because it helps the diabetic utilize the blood sugar more correctly. It helps the blood sugar get into the cell. So it not only has a benefit for everybody because it's not going to raise your insulin or sugar levels, but at the same time, it's not going to hurt the diabetic.
And I think that's really so important because so many diabetics, the real problem is the cells won't use the insulin. They got plenty of insulin. The body just won't use them. So does this sort of sensitize the cells so that they will begin to utilize the insulin?
That's exactly correct. And I might mention too, this is not the same kind of chocolate that you get that you get from the supermarket. Those chocolate bars that you're familiar with have been overprocessed, overheated. And when that happens, it destroys about half of the antioxidants that are so valuable to you. With the Cocoa Pure, we've used a low-heat manufacturing process. We've concentrated the cocoa. So not only do you have this huge number of antioxidants, you have a product that is very, very effective in terms of supporting your good health.
Well, this really sounds like a fantastic product. In fact, I'd sort of like to try it myself. You're an awfully good salesman, Dr.
For years, I've been telling people not to eat chocolate because of the sugar and the fat, and now we have a healthy chocolate. We found a way to make chocolate healthy for you. It's called Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. And as I said, if you call this number, it's a toll-free number, you can get three for the price of two. That's 1-800-894-3596. Give that to you again. It's 1-800-894-3596. And it's called Cocoa Pure Chocolate Tea. We've got the resveratrol and the green tea in there as well as the cocoa.
And, of course, all those things are really so vitally important for good health today. And the one problem is we just don't get enough antioxidants. You know, most people are not going to eat the 5 to 7 helpings of vegetables that they need. Well, Dr. Fink, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me. A pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you so much. And, again, the product is called Cocoa Pure Tea. And the number, again, 800-894-3596, and we'll be back here in just a moment at Genesis.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with another Car Clinic Minute. Hear ye, gas prices continue to soar. Well, perk up your ears, because when I come back, I'll tell you about a fuel that can be found in a field of dreams.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to RoyalPurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Friends, farmers, countrymen, lend me your ears. Ears of corn, that is. E85 is a 105-octane blend of 15% petroleum and 85% ethanol derived from corn and can be used in late-model cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans designed as flexible fuel vehicles, or FFVs. More than 4 million FFVs fuel up with E85 today. Though they're dead ringers in looks and cost for gasoline-only vehicles, they earned the name flexible because they can use any combination of gasoline and or E85. There's nothing corny about this alternative power source, so look for a decal under the fuel door to see if your vehicle can use it. I'm Bobby Lycus.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
This is Dr. Stan here, and this next half hour is going to be you and me. And if you're out there in the listening audience and would like to give us a call, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And the question is, what's going to happen financially? Well, the Federal Reserve System and their other central banks. Remember, the Federal Reserve is not a branch of our federal government. It is a privately owned central bank made up of those wicked and evil men who run the world. And of course, they control finances in our country and other countries throughout the world. Their purpose is to create a feudal system, a world feudal system, under their control. And if you doubt that, you need to get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, page, I think, 324. He talks about the ultimate plan of these wicked people. What, of course, Professor Quigley didn't understand is that these people were energized from the forces, the spiritual forces from the other dimension. And there is a spiritual component to everything that's going on today. And unless you understand that, so much of it just doesn't make sense. Well, under any circumstances, what we've seen is an amazing thing. Certainly, as the subprime market began to contract, and more companies who had big hedge funds, and they were, of course, owned a lot of these subprime prime mortgages, and they suddenly realized that they weren't worth anywhere near what they'd paid for them, and now their leverage may be 10 to 1, so they've got a mammoth number of these subprime mortgages, and they borrowed all the money using that as security, and suddenly the people that they owe the money to are saying, hey, you know, we don't think that those mortgages are worth what you said. We want to get our money back. And then some of the people who've put money into the hedge funds, and you have to have $1 million, $2 or $3 million to put money in the hedge fund, because, boy, you sure make a lot of money. You can make 20, 30, 40% a year in a hedge fund. And some people wanted to get their money out, and the hedge funds wouldn't let them get their money out. So faced with this crisis, you know, and it's really not a crisis, it's of liquidity, that's what they want to tell you, it's a crisis of liquidity. No, it's a crisis of solvency. These hedge funds are insolvent, and Bear Stearns went down with big French bank, certainly having trouble. Some of Goldman Sachs hedge funds are having trouble, and of course these are all backed up by derivatives, and of course our banks here in the United States, it's banks like Morgan Stanley and Bank of America, they've written the derivative contracts guaranteeing that the hedge funds are going to pay their bills, and that the people who've invested in the hedge funds are not going to lose out. And then there's a question, well, are the people who own the derivatives, are Morgan Stanley and Bank of America going to pay? I mean, they've been making money hand over fist in the derivative market. But of course, we've got a situation where the gross domestic product of the entire world is about $40 trillion a year. The gross domestic product of the entire world is $40 trillion, maybe $45 trillion, somewhere in there. The gross domestic product of the United States is about $12 trillion a year, and we're about a quarter of the gross domestic product of all the rest of the world. But the derivative market has over 450, pushing $500 trillion out there. In other words, at least four times the gross domestic product of the entire world is owed in derivatives. And if they ever start to come unraveled, why, the whole system comes unraveled. And believe me, up until today, why, the U.S. Central Bank has done everything they could to block the regulation of these derivatives, which is the only guarantee that we'd have, and that the world economic system would have, that the whole thing won't simply collapse overnight. So what happened is, as the system began to unravel, well, they began to pump in money. And you saw this last week. The United States pumped in about $62 billion last Thursday and Friday. The European banks, Central Bank, put out, certainly $130 billion first time around, I think $40 or $50 billion the second time around, and Japan's throwing in money, and Australia's throwing in money. And overall, during a period of 4 days, Thursday and Friday last week, and Monday and Tuesday this week, they pumped almost $500 billion. This is new money. This is new liquidity into the market, a market that was already overly liquid, and where we actually have today an inflation rate of 11%. Now, the government fears inflation because they know inflation will destroy the entire economic system. We are in, and you'll often hear them say this, we are in uncharted waters, and that's true. Because there's never been an instance in all history where man has been smart enough to control a fiat money system. Fiat money systems failed in ancient Greece. They failed in ancient Rome. They failed down through the ages. They have failed in Germany. They failed in Russia. They failed in Argentina. They failed twice in France. They failed in the United States during the Revolutionary War. And then, of course, at later times, they just don't work. So the people, you know, who are out there, these people who think that they're so smart, what was their solution? Well, earlier last week, why, the Fed had an opportunity to lower the federal funds rate, and they didn't do it because they're afraid of inflation. They know what the real rate of inflation is, and they're lying to the American people. That's why they've stopped publishing M3, and of course M1, remember, is the money in circulation. That's the actual dollar bills and coinage, and then the checks, and then you get an M2, and you have some long-term deposits and special types of checking accounts and certificates of deposit. And then you get an M3, and that takes in all the money. It's M1 plus M2 plus all the credit and other things that are out there, which is the real measure of what they're doing. And to try to keep this whole thing going, they've been frantically putting out money, because that's all they really can do. And you can create money and credit out of absolutely nothing. You've got to keep this thing growing, because if it ever begins to contract, why, of course, the whole currency will collapse. There would be chaos in the streets. And this is why the government has all these new laws here about creating a dictatorship in case of civilian unrest, because they're anticipating it, because down the line that's what they want to do. Why would they want to collapse our currency? Well, I don't think that George Bush wants to, or Dick Cheney, but I think the people who really run things do, because they want a global government. And you can't have a global government without a global currency, and you can't have a global currency as long as you have a monetary system based upon the U.S. dollar. So you've got to destroy the dollar. But there are an awful lot of people out there in the Federal Reserve and the banking system who really don't understand the spiritual implications of what's going on today. So anyway, if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. Of course, the market then, faced with an economic crisis, began to fall. Ordinarily, of course, when the market falls, the price of gold and silver go up, but they manipulate that, and they manipulate the stock market. They have something known as the Working Group on Financial Matters. It was created during the Reagan administration. And, of course, it was in case there was, you know, a real emergency that the government could step in and play psychological games with our minds and correct, you know, and prevent a run on the stock market, just like they do everything they can to prevent runs on the bank, because panic tends to feed on itself, and fear tends to feed on itself. And, you know, we're really, the whole economic system is built upon greed and fear, and greed is what gets people into these shaky loans and these shaky investments, and fear is when they sell in panic and drives the thing down. Well, of course, the government doesn't want that. They want you to be fat and dumb and happy until it's too late, and then you're going to end up losing everything. So basically, what they started to do was pour money into the market, and then they had the working group called the Plunge Protection Team interfere. And then, of course, we saw just a couple of days ago, I guess it was probably midweek, when the market was down 300 points, and then they just, the last hour, they come in, they start frantically buying up stock to drive the prices up so it won't really look so bad. Well, of course, you know what happened today. Why, then they cut not the federal funds rate, but the federal discount rate, which is the rate at which one bank can borrow money from another bank. But basically, what they're doing is saying, we're going to throw in the towel on inflation. We're not going to worry about inflation. We've got to keep this whole thing from collapsing. This is what they're really telling you when they cut the discount rate. And when they do that, of course, they're saying, you know, we'll do whatever we have to, you know, to keep the economy going. And knowing full well that this means they're going to have to sacrifice the dollar. They're fearful about the inflation. They're lying to the American people now. They're telling you the inflation rate is 2.2%. Well, that's the core inflation ratio. The real inflation rate, if you want to add food and maybe energy, is about 4.4%. But you really don't want to add food and gasoline and oil. Oh, you just believe us, everything is fine. But they know everything is not fine. They are frightened to death. And that's why they're not publishing the M3, because they know what has happened throughout history during an inflationary spiral that got out of control. And they've been holding our federal funds rate at 5.25% here for about a year now. And if they raise it, of course, they know it would slow the economy, but that's what they should do to control inflation. If they drop it, a wire, of course, they increase the money in circulation, and, of course, it's highly inflationary. And, of course, the dollar's already lost almost 35% of its value over the last 2 years. And other countries throughout the world are not going to continue holding their reserves in a dollar that continues losing its value. So all of the central banks are simply doing everything they can to preserve the dollar, but there are all sorts of ominous signs and dark storm clouds in on the horizon. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. We'd love to hear what you think, because I don't have anything prepared. But I would point out that it's been very interesting within the last 3 or 4 days. We've heard a tremendous emphasis on the danger of all these toys we buy from China. And in fact, the joke that Jay Leno had, you know, about the they were recalling, 100,000 tons of lead because there was rumors that there were some toys in all that lead. Well, of course, they're really talking about the lead that in the toys. But Mattel is actually calling back millions of toys that were produced in China that have lead in them. Are the Chinese going to take them back? I mean, who's going to be responsible for, certainly paying back the stores that have them and the individuals that bought the toys? And of course, if we stop, and say to the Chinese, we're not going to take your products because they don't meet our standards, we're not going to take your toys, we're not going to take your fish, we're not going to take your toothpaste, we're not going to take your gluten-laden products of wheat that is poisonous and kills so many of our dogs. What happens if the Chinese say, well, then we're not going to take any more of your dollars? In fact, we're going to begin to dump the dollars that we already have. And people say, well, that would be foolish on their part. If they dump all those dollars, it'll hurt them. But did you ever stop and think that there may be countries throughout the world that are willing to hurt themselves just to get back at America because they're sick and tired of America running the world, and they do not want to be controlled by the American empire? And if you don't think we have an empire, you're incredibly naive. Of course we have an empire. We have our troops stationed, in 130 nations throughout the world. We have over 700 military bases throughout the world. And if any country tries to stand up against us, why, we manipulate them, we put our propaganda agents there, we send them to the CIA. If you haven't read that great book by John Perkins, we actually are carrying it now. It's called The Secret History of America's Empire, and we carry his other book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, and we have a 4-tape set entitled Economic Hitman, and I believe John Perkins is telling the truth, as he must be, because the State Department, you can go to the State Department website on disinformation, just Google in State Department disinformation, and of course they'll take you there. They have a whole section on John Perkins, what a terrible guy he is, why he suggests that he was recruited by the NSA to go all over the world to get these third world countries impoverished and to bring them under our control and get them in debt so we can exploit them. And what a terrible thing it is for him to say that. Why it just is not true, and you've got to believe us. Furthermore, they have a whole section on why anybody who questions what happened on September 11, 2001 must be wrong. And there are only a few things there on the disinformation website. Anybody who said Osama bin Laden wasn't responsible for all the problems in the world, everybody knows they attacked us because we're free. That's the reason that the Muslims attacked America, because we are free, and if you don't believe that, you're questioning the government. Well, you really need to go to the State Department disinformation website, see all the terrible things they say about John Perkins, which convinces me he's telling us the truth. There is an empire out there. We kill people all throughout the world, who do not go along with our agenda, which is the New World Order, the New World Religion. and the New World Leader. That's the real purpose of American foreign policy. And what happens if countries throughout the world say, we're not going to take American currency anymore, and they begin, of course, sending all these dollars. They've got about $3 trillion throughout the world. We've been inflating exporting our inflation for a long period of time. And when those $3 trillion come home, remember, I mean, we've only got about $700 billion money in circulation. When all those other dollars come home, are they simply going to destroy the value of the currency of this nation and the people then who have money in pension funds and annuities and CDs and bonds and bank deposits and whatever else it might be that are tied to the dollar are going to become impoverished. And that is how they're going to get the American people to go along with the global currency, because with everything falls apart, there are no jobs. I mean, there's nothing on the shelves. Prices have gone up 10,000%. The American people will accept the new currency, the new world order, the new world religion. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment. We've got a great program during the next hour, but if you'd like to, of course, learn more, you need to get my talk on Financial Tsunami and on the on money, and they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses a time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Dr. Stan back here, and this is the time when We need to remind you that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We do occasionally take, commercial ads, play them on our programs. But primarily we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out across America and indeed across the world, trying to make people understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there really is another dimension, and there are people who are able to actually span that dimension. And if you haven't, of course, seen our three pamphlet set on the occult hierarchy, you need to get it. You need to understand how this occult hierarchy works, and they will literally brag about it. They'll tell you how it works and how they are in contact with the beings from the other dimension. Now, we have a great book called Alien Encounters. Goes into what UFOs are, simply an example of the beings from the other dimension. We have it's called Forbidden Secret. You really want to get that and watch it, because it will explain to you about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm, the one that President Bush referred to twice during his first inaugural address. You want to get the syllabus so you can read that inaugural address, the second inaugural address, and where he talks about the fire in the minds of men. And what's he talking about? Well, he's talking about this world revolutionary movement. He's talking about a book, really, that was written by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress, called Fire in the Minds of Men, a very important book that tells you how this whole world revolutionary movement that began with the time of the French Revolution continued right up through the fall of Cuba in 1959, and of course it's actually continued since then. It's still going on today. That's why we're fighting over in the Middle East. It is all part of the world revolution to bring democracy to the world. And to understand that, of course, you need to get the book The Secret Destiny of America, written by Manly P. Hall, who's a Satanist. We do carry the book, and you can get that book, The Secret Destiny of America. Let me suggest you order Fire in the Minds of Men. We carry that by James H. Billington, the Librarian of Congress. Let me suggest you get the DVDs on The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings and on Riddles in Stone. And then, of course, my talk on the World Revolution, where we use, of course, Billington's book as a background. And there you'll actually see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba, Errol Smith, where he tells you how we knew Fidel Castro was a communist. That's the reason we brought him to power. We knew Fidel Castro was a communist when we brought him to power and we supported him. But we can't let the American people know that. He's supposed to be the enemy, isn't he? That is not why we have to put all of our money and give it to the government to protect us against the wicked Fidel Castro, or maybe it's the wicked Osama bin Laden, or maybe it's the wicked, President Ahmadinejad, over there in Iran, who's threatening to attack and destroy America. Ladies and gentlemen, they're all playing a part. And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we do carry. That's David Rockefeller's memoirs. He'll tell you how his daughter is such a good friend of Fidel Castro, and how, of course, Fidel has come over to meet with David Rockefeller in secret, in their secret little meetings, where I'm sure they're laughing at how stupid we are. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Forbidden secrets, so important. Brotherhood of Darkness. The World Revolution. The Secret Destiny of America. All available from Radio Liberty. Give us a call. Get informed.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps, as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey solar charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey solar charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Archer Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guest. And, well, this afternoon our special guest is Barry Shavish, who is an investigative reporter, lived for many years in Israel, was the man who was able to convince almost half of Israel that Rabin, the prime minister of Israel, had been murdered by people within the Israeli government. And, of course, just as I think about half of the American people know that John Kennedy, President Kennedy, was killed by our intelligence agencies. So the people of Israel know what happened to Rabin, but they know because of Barry Shavish. Well, he's got some wonderful, wonderful stories to tell, but we were hoping that today he would tell us, and the same story he's told earlier this week on some of the other networks about the return of the giants. And people sort of look at you a little askance. What are you talking about? Well, I'm going to let Barry tell this story because he's written a book called The Return of the Giants, and this is part of the preliminary part of it. Really, we'll refer to a DVD that actually I watched this last weekend where Barry was actually featured. He was the host on a number of sessions of a television program, Fox television program, titled Sightings. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Does this mean I can tell the story of Ami Akrai again?
Yes, you can. Well, please do, because this audience has not heard that story.
Well, then, why not? You know, this book I wrote, Return of the Giants, was published way back in 2001, and suddenly there's an interest in it. By the way, every time I do a show with you, well, just about anyways, I get a wave of people who want to know about this.
Well, people who listen to me know very well that there is this other dimension out there, and at least we hope we're educating them about the spiritual aspect of everything that's going on politically. But you go ahead. I'm so glad you're getting a good response.
Phenomenal, really. I wrote, by the way, I have terrible email problems. I can't get my email list out. Bell South was bought by AT&T. They changed their policies. It's a major headache. Hebron got evacuated, downtown Hebron, this week. There's terrible news from Israel. And yet, that story of what the Israeli UFOs seems to, I don't know, I'm not sure if the word inspire people is true, but it certainly intrigues people. And let's go and do it then.
All right, go for it.
All right. Now, look, this book of mine, it is called Return of the Giants. And in my time, I'm sure a very different audience, well, than the audience that listens to you, came to UFO conferences. And I was a major speaker back then. By the way, they were on every continent, well, short of Antarctica, I don't believe the penguins have caught up with the UFOs yet, but, you know, every other continent had me as a speaker because I took, well, at the time I didn't think it was a lot of trouble, but I guess it was. And I gathered together at least 25 serious UFO sightings on videotape, and I gave them to major TV networks all over the world. And I, well, not even a month ago, I made a DVD. I did. Someone in New York made the DVD off of my lecture video. And, well, the last day I've had 10 orders for it, which, by the way, in my little world, my...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be right back here.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Samuelson. And Barry was just saying that there are a lot of people who've heard our programs, and hey, he's had 10 orders just within the last day or so for this DVD of his, which goes into the UFO sightings, and you'll see Barry featured on these major television programs. And this happened, I guess, what was that, in the early 1990s, late 1980s?
Well, we'll talk about Ami Akrai. I may as well milk this thing as far as I can milk it. We may as well start with the first major incident and then go through this amazing period from 1987. The peak was 1993, while the Oslo Accords were being formulated and written. And then it went on all the way to 1999. And then the Israeli government said enough is enough, and they put a stop to all investigation. But let's go back to the very first major sighting, and it is major, by the way, from all UFO incidents that happened on this planet, this is really a very major sighting. And that's the sighting of, we begin in September of 1987 when an auto mechanic named Ali Akrayi, the day before Yom Kippur, is driving along the Tel Aviv-Haifa highway. He's very close to home in northern Haifa when he sees a red banana-shaped disc. By the way, the banana shape is a round disc viewed from the side. It's a very common shape. And he thinks it's in trouble, maybe a helicopter. Who knows what, because it's flying very weirdly. To the point where he stops his car, gets out of the car, and this little incident probably takes 1 minute of his life. First of all, he sees the craft having trouble. Then it's a red craft, by the way. And then there's no cars on the highway, which is unusual, of course, it's a very busy highway. He runs across the highway to a service station, thinking that a helicopter is in need of help, and he's going to phone the Air Force or the police or somebody, and then the helicopter, what he thinks is the helicopter, all right, flashes a beam of light on the beach below at Shikmona Beach. That is a popular place in Haifa to go into the water. It's a nice beach. And then it flies away. And that's his whole incident. 1 minute of Ami Akrayi's life has changed the rest of his life forever and ever. Now, the next day is Yom Kippur, and you can't do anything in Israel. It's a fast day, and it is the major commemoration day of the year, and nobody drives. Nobody with any dignity, anyways, drives on that day. But the day afterwards, he goes to the police, tells them what happened, and the police refer him to then the only Israeli ufologist. Back in 1987, there was one well-known ufologist, someone who's investigating UFOs. Her name was Hadassah Arbel. Now, today she is a Hasidic religious woman. She doesn't talk about it anymore, but back in 87, she was a star in the world, well, the very, very limited world of ufology in Israel, and she agreed to go with Ami down to Shikmona Beach. This would be 2 days after Yom Kippur, and when they get there, well, they don't know what they're looking for. Please understand this, people. They just went down to the beach. Maybe there was something there worth looking at. Boy, was there something worth looking at. That flash of light that Ami Akrayi saw, that beam of light, produced the UFO burnt into the sands of Shikmona Beach. There it was, 15 meters long. Well, in diameter, I guess it would be 15 meters long. Pardon my bad mathematics, but nonetheless, it was the exact UFO that he described to the police. But there was more to the... by the way, to describe, you don't burn sand. Nobody knows how to burn sand. Now, I will go very shortly to a show called Sightings. I did 5 episodes of Sighting. 4 of them were I did the explaining. I was, in effect, the host of 4 of these shows. That's on the DVD I sent to you. But not to get lost right now, Ami Akrayi and Hadassah Arbel look at this black, well, bat-like, black a vision burnt in the sands of Shikmona Beach. Here is the UFO he saw. Now, it gets much, much stranger, because in the right-hand corner, and this, of course, is on the DVD I sent you, where it's not black, where the UFO or the beam that is sent down onto the sands didn't burn. In other words, it was still vegetation. It was still sand. There is a 3.5-foot creature, For all we know, we're creatures, and they're human. We don't know, but it was the pilot.
It was a picture of the something there that looked like a humanoid or something.
Oh, it was certainly did. It was sitting on a chair, looking at a dashboard. This is in the right-hand corner of this UFO. Now understand what a picture on the sand is. Obviously, nobody can burn sand. Now, in this DVD that I sent you, the Sightings Crew, Sightings was a major TV show on NBC. They sent it to Dr. Levengood, a physicist, and he tested the sand that we gathered for him, and it was there was a very low-melting hydrocarbon on the sand itself. And when they put a light over the dust, it melted right on the screen for the sightings viewers to behold. It melted. Whatever it was that this UFO did to the sands of Chicona Beach, when you put a light on it, it melted. Now, this, of course, is in the second video of the DVD, but your people have not seen the DVD, so we'll not confuse them anymore. But look, worldwide, there have been many, many phenomena. I just watched a TV show about the Phoenix Lights and Travis Walton, who was abducted and put on a table and then returned to Earth. All of these are common. Nowhere else has a UFO actually photographed itself onto the sands of a beach, and not only photographed itself, photographed a pilot of this UFO sitting in front of a dashboard. That's what was found in December of 1987 on the sands of Chicona Beach. Now, we can dismiss this except for one thing. It happened twice more. Now, Ami Akrai will get back to very shortly. I spent a long evening interviewing the man, and I liked him. He's a nice man. But we should mention that 6 months later, another gentleman that's on the beach of Chicona Beach, when he sees the same thing happen, there is a UFO about 15 meters in diameter, there is a red beam, there is a flash, and he brings, lo and behold, he runs to the police. The police call Hadassah Bell, who lives in Haifa, and lo and behold, there is another UFO burnt on the sands about 100 yards from the first UFO. Now, it's a very similar, well, the dimensions are the same. It's almost the same thing. Well, the only difference was there was no pilot this time. There was nothing sitting in front of a dashboard this time. But nonetheless, the second UFO is beamed onto Chicona Beach. This, if I'm not mistaken, it was in February of 1988. That's the second Chicona Beach UFO. But let's jump ahead to, I believe, July. And I'm not getting out this book to find out the exact dates. I'm kind of winging it that way. But nonetheless, the third UFO over Chicona Beach. Now, this one was said by Abby Ayalon and his girlfriend. Forget her name. You don't know that anyways. It's in the book. They are, we assume, snuggling closely on Chicona Beach when they see a UFO above the beach. But this one tries to beam, but it fails, and it explodes into thousands of pieces. Thousands of pieces of this doomed UFO are now on Chicona Beach. Now, let me tell you that this was not back-page news in Israel. Ami Akrai's sighting was front-page news in Israel way back in September of 1987. The next UFO was a little less known, but the third UFO, well, all the UFO community, no matter what it was, rushed to Chicona Beach. Now, first of all, there were shards, little tiny metallic shards glowing in the water. There are lots of pictures of this, But more to the point, the shards were picked up. Ozzy Grief was, I guess, the UFO expert in Haifa in 1988. He brought down chemists and physicists, and they picked up these shards, and it's all recorded. Now, first of all, you picked up a shard that was glowing hot in the Mediterranean. You picked it up in your hand, and it was cold. Whatever made it glow was not hot. Now, next, when it sat in your hand for a few seconds, the shard became dust right in your hand.
Chris, a lot of this just doesn't make sense. And yeah, this is recorded part of history. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR-1. That's 1-888-873-7971 today.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan personal cooling system. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Now, well, this is Dr. Stan, and Barry, as George tells us, about the third episode over the beach there, only this time, why, of course, the craft explodes, and, of course, then everybody's out there, and they're examining the tissue, and they're examining the sand, and they're examining the fragments, and the people from the various government agencies, and the one thing they found out, that there was tremendous magnetic properties, in other words, a tremendous magnetic attraction there in this one area. And according to Barry, it was 6,000 times the magnetic attraction of sand. Well, sand doesn't have much magnetic attraction, so this wouldn't be too hard. But anyway, of course, they take the samples of the sand, and Barry gives them to the people, the producers of the television program, Sightings, and they have them analyzed by their experts, and they find there's a low-grade hydrocarbon there. What's a hydrocarbon doing in sand? I mean, sand is silicon, and there's a hydrocarbon there. Something very strange is happening.
Yeah, what kind of a message is this?
All right, well, you go right ahead.
If you're a UFO, do you really want to make a photo of yourself on the sands of Sedona Beach, not even knowing if anyone will ever see it? That's a very peculiar message. Now, I'm now going to tell you a little about Sedona Beach. And far be it for me, as I said, to justify prophecy or anything like that. That's not my goal in life. I'm just a very average secular journalist. But nonetheless, I started investigating Sedona Beach. Now, Sedona Beach is only 200 yards tops from the Shrine of Elijah. Now, this is very important. Elijah was a very important prophet who prophesied. I don't even know if he knew he was prophesizing, but he was certainly saying things that caught the attention of the people who wrote the Torah 2,400 years ago. Now, there's a very important episode of the Torah. It's actually become kind of important to me for a few reasons, but the important issue was the Shrine of Elijah. They put it over a very, very profound biblical event. In this event, the prophets of Baal, the Canaanites, don't believe that Elijah is for real. And Elijah says to them, "Can your God roast a bull? My God can." And their priests say, "Sure, God can roast a bull if he wants to." And Elijah challenges the Canaanites to a duel. He says, "You tether a bull, and you pray all night long and see if that bull is roasted. Then it's my turn." Well, the Canaanites tether the bull on this mountain 200 yards from the UFO photographs, whatever you call a beam of light that creates a photograph on the sands of the beach, and nothing happens. And then Elijah tethers his bull, and boom, there is a ray of light from heaven, and everyone's got dinner. His bull is now dinner. Okay? Now, this was a ray of light 2,400 years ago, and why I say that, the UFOs over Sedona Beach in 1987 and 88 were certainly rays of light. But it gets stranger. Now, permit me, please, to jump ahead to the point where German TV takes an interest in me. Michael Heseman is a producer of many UFO TV shows. He had a magazine in Germany. We became very good friends, and I liked him a lot, the whole routine. He comes to Israel, by the way, the first of three or four visits, and he goes to Sedona Beach, and he goes inside the shrine. It's a little building made of bricks, And anyone can go in there when it's open, of course, it's 5 months.
I want to interrupt you here because, first of all, if you'd like to get the book, why you go to lulu.com, that's lulu.com, and of course you can actually get the book there. You type in Shamish under search, and then, of course, if you'd like to get this DVD, which I've seen, it's quite fascinating, the telephone number is 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. And this is one that they put together for Perry based upon all these television programs he was on and pictures of this UFOs. And he has a number of great pictures. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
I'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. And Barry tells a story that actually, of course, a very well-known German television producer comes over there with a film crew. And certainly just 100 yards or so away from this beach where this UFO has been seen not once but twice, and then the third time exploded, there is an ancient tomb or memorial. It's not a tomb, but it's a memorial to Elijah, because it was in this area or very close where Elijah, remember the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal, and of course the prophets of Baal can't get the fire lighted to sacrifice their burnt offering, but certainly Elijah actually gets water and pours all over his and does everything he can so the fire won't start. And then as God started the Firebirds at his burnt offering, his offering, and to prove that his God is greater than the prophets of Baal. Well, it's just about this area that they have some sort of a monument there. And when the German television producer goes in and starts looking around, they're painted on the wall of this ancient tomb or ancient building is a picture that looks very much like the UFO, which was seen there in the late 1980s. So, anyway, pick up this story there.
Well, first of all, what's it doing on the wall? I mean, if you're an artist 2,400 years ago, you can paint anything you want. What are you painting this thing for? So first of all, I believe, now this is me personally, I believe there is a connection between the start of the Israeli UFO wave in 1987 with the Bible. And by the way, I'm saying that in my own way as a historian. I'm not saying that for any other reason. It's uncanny. It's absolutely uncanny. But there's more. Now, you know, back in Israel, I have all my albums and my scrapbooks, and I had dozens of articles on Shikmona Beach in magazines worldwide back then, and I took photographs. Shikmona Beach, where these UFOs beamed their craft onto the sand, is a major archaeological site. And I took pictures of the site. Now, most uncanny is a perfectly round, well, what would you call it? It's a perfectly round nothing in the sands, again, about 15 meters in diameter, the same as the diameter of the UFOs, and I took pictures of this. Now, next to Shikmona Beach is a marine archaeology institute, a major one, and I asked the scientists there. I said, "What am I taking? What is this round? It's made out of stone. It's perfectly round. It's half of the in the sea and half not." When tide is low, it's mostly not. I said to them, "What is this thing?" And they said, "It's a mikvah." Now, a mikvah is a Jewish ritual bath. And I said, "Why would you put a mikvah next to the ocean? Mikvahs are where there isn't water, and it's an opportunity to cleanse yourself. You could just run into the ocean and cleanse yourself. Why would there be a mikvah there?" And they told me that there was an earthquake and this used to be much higher ground. And I said, "No matter how much higher ground it is, this is the wrong place for a mikvah." I didn't believe it. I didn't believe the explanation. Where these UFOs beam themselves is an archaeological site. Again, biblical times. It's not a crusader, a Byzantine site. It's a biblical site. And there is something amongst other ruins. There is a perfectly round object which may look like a bath to you, but I had to ask. I don't believe for a second it was a mikvah, a ritual bath. All this is happening in this little place called Shikmona Beach. Now, I want to talk about my evening with Ami Akrai. Now, Ami Akrai lives in northern Tel Aviv, and I drove there from my house in Modi'in. And it was a pretty good evening, I must say. But he explained to me what happened to him after he saw the UFO in the sky, and, of course, after he found it beamed onto the sands of Shikmona Beach and so forth. Ami Akrai got a cult following. The evening I was there, three different people popped in to hear his wisdom. Now, this is what his wisdom was. He developed, a mole, for lack of a better word, under his right, it was his right eye. And if you look into that mole, he claimed, you could see Hebrew letters. Now, this gets a little strange. What what he said was that after the incident, he was haunted. And he would see letters in front of him swirling around. And then his wife saw letters swirling around. And then his child, the same thing, letters swirling around. And he used to record them. He would draw them on paper until finally he was told that the letters were in ancient Hebrew script. For whatever that means, and believe me, I know this is a weird story.
Yes, it is. But go ahead, because I think it's fascinating. And so he'd had no idea about ancient Hebrew script, but he's seeing these.
He's a car mechanic.
Go ahead.
He knows how to repair cars. He's never read a book in his life. And by the way, I may not be exaggerating when I say that. What he told me, he said, I never read books before this happened to me. I'm not proud of that, but it's true. I just tried to maintain my life, and then suddenly I started reading books. And this is what he told me. Look, people, I know this is strange, but I've got a DVD. I'm giving you my email address. Chamish, Chamish, at netvision, one long word, netvision.net.il. Chamish at netvision.net.il. Look at the DVD. See, man. Well, what can I tell you? Meet Ami Akrai. Now, I spent an evening with him where he's telling me that in front of his eyes, he is seeing ancient Hebrew script. And then suddenly he gets messages. Now, don't get me wrong. These messages were, in my opinion, very superficial. Are we there?
Yeah, sure we are. Go ahead.
They were very superficial pieces of wisdom. They were not messages I would give my life to. It doesn't matter. He got a cult following in Israel. Well, at least several hundred people followed Ami Akrai, looked into his eyes, looked at the mole under his eyes, and started seeing letters. As weird as it sounds, people, the actual UFO was real. It was a very real sighting and was one of the world's greatest sightings. Don't get us wrong about Ami Akrai. However, he was the witness. He was a witness to something very profound. All over the world, UFOs are little dots in the sky. Sometimes they land, like in Phoenix, they may be a big dot in the sky forming a giant V, but they don't make their pictures on the sand. That's never happened, but in Haifa, at Chicmona Beach, twice. That was in 1987 and then in 1988. Whatever you think about Ami Akrai, there is no question he was the witness to something very, very profound. Now, after my evening with him, now we're going back in my little time about what happened to me. I got in my car, the two-hour drive back to Madrid, where I live, and it suddenly started storming. Okay, big deal. It started storming. It stormed in Israel. It's not the first time there's been a storm. But I'll tell you, I was driving south of Haifa when all the lights of my car died. While I'm driving on the highway, I have no lights. Okay? I mean, I could really, it was really scary whether I would kill myself or not. I slowly stopped the car on the side of the road. Now, I didn't have a lot of choices. This was not the days of cell phones. I couldn't phone for help. In the end, what I decided to do was just drive by as close to the curb as I could get and see the yellow line and get home, which is what I did. The next day, I went to the garage and asked them what happened to my car. They, if I recall properly, they said there was a fuse burnt out or a loose wire. This never happened to my car before. Look, it was a very strange evening with Ami Akrai to begin with, but it ended even stranger.
And of course, it could have been a coincidence or it could have been something else. You will never know.
I say coincidence.
All right.
Okay, I'm just sticking with that. I'm just sticking with that. But it did happen. But what is not coincidence was my short term, it's pretty darn long, actually, in the Israeli Air Force. Now, this is kind of important, more personally than not, but I was a soldier in the Israeli Air Force for 13 years, including reserves. A year and a half regular, and then 11 and a half years reserves. Now, in the summer of 1980, it started with Adam... Oh, my goodness. Adam Reicht. His name was R-E-I-C-H. I like to say these names because it gives some credibility that I'm telling the truth. And I am, by the way, but it helps. Adam Reicht was his name. He's looking in the sky with our binoculars. We were trained in sky watching. We had courses every single week in what we should be looking for in the sky, because we shot missiles. I was a missile shooter in the Israeli Army. And he's looking through the binoculars and he says, I can't figure out what's in the sky. And I look through his binoculars and I say to him, well, what is in the sky? And we don't know. We have no idea what it is. But without going into grand detail, within 2 weeks, our entire unit, which is six batteries of missile shooters, were at each other's throats. What are these things in the sky? Now, let me describe what these things were. Imagine low-flying satellites, but you've got three and you've got five flying in V's. But they're not vehicles a human being can withstand, because they stop and turn 90 degrees. Well, we can't stop going thousands of miles an hour to turn 90 degrees. This is what we're watching. We're watching these formations stopping and turning and doing things that were just not possible. And finally, now I took the point of view that they were UFOs. And by the way, during the summer of 1980, I was given, I believe it was 3 weeks relief to go to Canada and visit my family, and then returned. They were in Canada too. There were things in the sky in 1980, but nonetheless, they were all over the place, and we were supposed to know what they were. We were professional missile shooters. So finally, things were so bad between us in this unit of mine. We went to our officers and we said, we got to know what we're looking at. Somebody's got to tell us what we're staring at. Everyone has now seen them. We've all looked through the binoculars. We've all done close-ups of them. We've got to know what they are. Nobody is teaching us this in flight identification class. Nobody is telling us what these things are. Now, one morning, and I remember this so clearly, but I'm going to repeat it anyways. We're all told to get up and get in formation in civilian, not civilian, in our Begadim Ezekiim, in civilian clothes. We had two uniforms. We had the Air Force uniform, and then we had a uniform for when we went out into civilian life. And we put on the civilian uniform, and we went out and greeted this officer. And our officers tell us, stand at attention. Modak Shev, they tell us. So we stood at attention. We're now in formation, in threes, with anyone spare standing at the end. It was very dignified. Our officers tell us that this person, a colonel, he had two maple leaves on his shoulders, was from the Shrifim Air Force Base. He was going to tell us what we were seeing. All right? So then our officer tells us, La mode accept, La mode dumb, stand at ease. And the officer tells us, Chaparral Division, I saw a missile called Chaparral. He said to us, whatever you've been seeing, the first person who tells us is on trial. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, is on trial. And I said, no way, I can't believe this. We do not want you starting rumors. With no rumors, you are on trial if you mention this to anybody. And then our officer stands up and says to us, stand at attention. We all stand at attention. And the guy goes away. The Israeli army knows this is taking place. They told us to shut our mouths. That's what they told us.
And unfortunately, this is why many of the people within our own military who know what this is about, I never mentioned this, of course, Barry has seen this. There was a program that was put on on television. It was certainly one of the major. Who was that fellow who put that on?
Was Bob Kiviat.
No, remember, you saw this one recently with the governor of Arizona.
Larry King.
The governor of Arizona was there talking about the Phoenix Lights. He said, I saw them. There was an astronaut there who said, I saw them.
Such a man on the moon, after Neil Armstrong. Come on, help me.
Yeah, of course, there's no question that this is a real phenomenon. The question is, what is it? And what does it have to do with world events? Well, that's for another time. Our guest today has been Barry Shamish, but I think you'll be fascinated if you get his DVD. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called NutriTrala, the time-relief alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, If you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is Nutritrala. N-U-T-R-I-T-R-A-L-A. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the Nutramedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
This is Dr. Stan. I hope you enjoyed our interview with Barry Shamish as we talk about the supernatural events that took place in Israel. And of course, he was asked, he had seen these things in the sky in 1980 when he was in the Air Force, and then these events began occurring about 1987 and continued into the mid-1990s. There in Israel, and there's sightings. We have them here in the United States. We had them in Phoenix not too long ago, and recently there was a program on the Larry King show, which I saw, and a replay of Barry saw the original one, where Larry King is interviewing the governor, the former governor of the state of Arizona, who admits he saw them. Neil Armstrong had seen them, I think Neil Armstrong being the astronaut, and of course, then they had the people from the government who were saying, oh no, there's nothing there. Why, of course, if there was something there, somebody from the government would have come forward. You couldn't keep it a secret. And one of the men who studies UFOs says many people from the government have come forward and tried to tell the truth, and there's always somebody like you who's tried to discredit them. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a supernatural realm. And there is another dimension. And, of course, we have a great book. It's called Alien Encounters. That's Alien Encounters, available through Radio Liberty, which takes pretty much the position that I believe. And then, of course, we have our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness. And you can't understand all of the secret societies that are out there unless you understand the supernatural. We have a talk called the Forbidden Secret. That's Forbidden Secret. We think everybody should get it along with the syllabus that comes with it, as we begin taking you behind the scenes into this secret that has been passed down for 5,000 years since the time of Nimrod, when they tried to build the Temple of Babel to unite the world and create a new world order and a one world religion. Under the one world leader who is to be Nimrod, but God intervened at that time 5,000 years ago, and yet his dream, Nimrod's dream, is being fulfilled today in the formation of the European Union. And what is their symbol? Why, it's a poster of the incomplete Tower of Babel that Nimrod tried to build. And in Strasbourg, there is a building where the European Union meets that is a replica of the unfinished Tower of Babel. And we're doing that here in America with the American Union, North American Union. And that's why, of course, our leaders will not, under any circumstances, close our border, because they want to unite Mexico and the United States and Canada and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. And that's what's happening as far as the financial crisis we're facing. Well, you need to get the book Alien Encounters, my book Brotherhood of Darkness, or the DVD. You need to get the book. You need to get the DVD, The Forbidden Secret. Of course, you need to get the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, and the next in the series, The Riddles in Stone, and then, of course, the DVD talk put on by the man who produced those two DVDs. We have it here called The Atlantis Connection, and it all fits together. It's an age-old plan. If you want to read the plan, written by men of the one, a Satanist, a man who worships Satan, it's called The Secret Destiny of America. We have the book. You'll have to get it in our special file. We don't advertise it because we don't want people to say we're advertising satanic books, but we have a book by Wayne Peterson, who's over there and just outside of Las Vegas waiting for the return of this world leader. We have The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, The Secret Teachings of All Aids and the Secret Destiny of America by Mandy P. Hall. They're available, along with the other items, by calling 1-800-544-8927. Now, you can't understand what Barry Shamus is talking about unless you understand there is another dimension. And there are people, of course, who can bridge those dimensions. Our telephone...
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm Greg Moore. While a drill bores from above, digging inside a Utah mine where six men are trapped has stopped. Officials say unended indefinitely after three rescuers were killed by a cave-in last night. A mine executive says he hopes to find the miners alive with the new drill hole, which is aiming for the spot where crews picked up mysterious vibrations. Hurricane Dean is being blamed for at least three deaths, and the storm could get stronger. Dean grew into a Category 3 as it passed.